A word for you from Matthew 4, verse 17. Our Lord Jesus Christ began his public ministry with these words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This was the message of the early church. "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." The Bible emphasizes three aspects of repentance: conviction, a change of mind; contrition, a change of heart; and conversion, a change of life. Repentance involves a change of mind, a change of attitude, and a change of conduct: head, heart, and hands. Repentance is more than merely a change of mind and a change of heart. It involves a change of habits, a change of behavior. God now commands all men everywhere to repent. We need to recognize sin and temptation for the poison and deadly dangers they represent. We need to reject the world's ways, the social pressure, the public opinion, and peer pressure. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you: God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The word of God warns us. Repentance is separating ourselves from what separates God from us. We must do a thorough work of repentance. A hasty or half-hearted repentance makes a shallow and unstable foundation for life. As you have therefore received Christ as Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith.